It is day two of March Madness. These first few days of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament are a sumptuous buffet for basketball fans. All 64 teams play, games overlap, and collide with each other from arenas across the country. We have NPR's Tom Goldman in Portland, Oregon, and we sent Mike Pesca to Philadelphia. Their mission? To follow the opening round games yesterday afternoon and evening. We're about to get a sense of the madness as they checked in with each other throughout the day.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. I'm sitting in an empty arena in Philadelphia. We're between sessions. How about you?
Well, we got some action going on right now. I'm in the second game of the early session, and it's University of Washington with a 14-point lead over Mississippi State right now. I think people thought it was going to be a little closer, and tell you the truth, they're playing a home game here, Mike.
Well, how far is Portland from the Seattle campus?
Washington came down, they're about 2.5 hours up Interstate 5 here, and you know, the NCAA with its pod system tried to make it so the seeded teams are closer to home so you'd have this kind of effect, and so far it seems to be helping.
I got one better than that. Here in Philadelphia in the night session, Villanova's going to play. The Villanova campus is, you know, 20 miles max from the Wachovia Center. And the rule is, you can play, they'll schedule a home game if you play three or fewer games at that particular arena. And Villanova played exactly three games at this arena. They went right up to the line and didn't cross it, which pretty much is how you get success in the NCAA.
Nicely done.
Hey, Tom, did you see this guy from Memphis, the show he put on in Memphis's game against Cal State Northridge?
The guy was amazing. Robert Sally. Yeah. That's spelled Robert, R-O-B-U-R-T. Right. And the guy hit 10 three-pointers, which was an NCAA tournament record.
You know, Tom, this guy Sally is a really interesting story. He signed to play at University of Washington, actually, out of high school. He didn't have the grades. Then he took a year in a prep school, signed to play at the University of Nebraska. There were all these questions about his transcripts. He enrolled in Nebraska, didn't take a class. He wound up being banned by the entire Big 12 because of, it seems like, a quirk in the rules. He's a 23-year-old sophomore. And before today, he averaged, I think, 4.5 points a game. That's what the tournament is all about.
That's amazing. Hey, well, listen, so we're getting back to Washington and Mississippi State right now. Looks like the Washington Huskies, with about 14 minutes left, could win this thing. How about we check in the evening session?
Yeah, call me during the Villanova game.
Okay, sounds great, Mike. Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye.
At the evening session in Portland, 4-seeded Gonzaga played 13th-seeded Akron, which was in the tournament for the first time in 23 years. I needed a crash course in Akron basketball, especially its weird name, the Zips. Donna Dambrot, wife of Akron's head coach, helped me out.
Well, Akron is the rubber capital of the world, and they had these galoshes with zippers on it. That's where zippers came from, so they shortened it to Zips.
So the official team name is what, the Zips or the Zips. Zippers?
The Zips. It used to be the Zippers. We're the Zips.
Now tell me what your sign says here.
It says, I'd rather be a Zip than a Zag.
Unfortunately for Dambrot, it was better to be a Zag. Gonzaga beat the Zips by 13 points, another favorite over an underdog. Where were the Davids beating Goliaths? Maybe back in Philly.
Yeah, so here's the situation. Virginia Commonwealth is down by one with the ball, 13 seconds left.
UCLA was comfortably ahead before, weren't they?
Yeah, they had a 10-point halftime lead. Ball is inbounded and pushed up past half court. Guard Maynard takes it and he's looking. He's being pressured by UCLA. 3-2. Maynard fires. No good. Just barely nicks the front of the rim. Hey, give me a quick update on your game, and maybe we'll call it a night.
Yeah, well, you know, we got a minute 45 left here. This is Western Kentucky is ahead of Illinois. Western Kentucky is a 12th seed. Illinois is a 5th seed, although Illinois is missing its most important player. Right now it's 71-62, and it looks like Western Kentucky is going to get our first upset of the night, Mike.
And Western Kentucky did pull off the upset, beating Illinois 76-72. That was NPR's Tom Goldman in Portland, talking with NPR's Mike Pesca in Philadelphia, as they savored the madness on the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament.